going on, guys? This is Nikki G here, tuning in live on the Nikki G Frequency Podcast, man. I was in traffic today, bumper to bumper, at 552 on the 465 on the way home, and I made a terrible decision to go that way. But it led to a great decision to create a new episode on this podcast, and it's going to be talk about the mindset of making better decisions. And within this little search of what this means to have a better mindset to make better decisions, I've found something called the game theory. This shit blew my mind. So we're gonna talk about it. Here it is. This is the Life as Nikki G Frequency Podcast, man. Episode, mindset to making better decisions. If you're thinking about creating mindsets to make better decisions, you first need to contemplate what a decision actually is. A decision is the act of or process of deciding. Haha, just kidding. Well, that is what it is, but that's not the real definition. Anyways, it's also a report of a conclusion. It's promptness and firmness in deciding. And the final and my favorite definition is win. Specifically combat sports, it's a victory based on points awarded, right? So the decision ultimately is up to the person that has the most points. And that's what we're going to talk about today in the game theory a little bit later. But we know what a decision is. The whole objective of this episode is to figure out how to make better ones, better decisions, right? The word better is definitely more than half full. There's no like 1/4 tank better. I guess that's better than an empty tank. No. Better is well above halfway full. Better is surpassing the halfway point, at least. You know what I mean? Like you have to be at least traveling in the right direction to be getting better. But I think that the mindset that you need in order to make better decisions isn't a mindset at all. I think you have to actually just like shut down your mind and not think about the little voices that are in your head telling you that you can't do it. And if you are going to do it, you have to do it all at once. But you can't do it at all. You're already behind. You're not going to make it. All of those things, they go directly out the window. I believe, and I'm starting to really believe, that these are just lies that are being told. These aren't me at all. These are external thoughts and ideas that have been planted here for some reason. And they've been kind of chatting it up for the last few years. I think that the mindset to making better decisions is to make those decisions with a very stern fist and know exactly where you want to go and go that direction. Don't think twice. Don't let others stand or ideas stand in the way of you making a better decision for you. I know exactly what some of you guys are thinking. Nikki G, that is so selfish of you to make a decision based off of yourself. Well, wrong. You've never heard of the game theory. The game theory is super sweet, and I'm so excited that I've found it so early in my lifetime. It basically describes an interactive model amongst certain rational players. Like, these rational players play for their own benefit, right? Like most people. The key to the game theory is that one player's payoff is contingent on the strategy implemented by the other player. Right? So this has a wide range of applications, like war, politics, economics, business. Look, this is a super young and developing science, and I'm just super excited to share it with you guys. So here it is, the game theory.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Before you jump down that rabbit hole, man, I'm gonna need to give you some definitions about the game theory before you get started. Number one, the game is any set of circumstances that has a result dependent on the actions of two or more decision makers or players. A player is a strategic decision maker within the contents of the game. And a strategy is the complete plan of the action of a player that will be taken given the set of any circumstances that might arise within that game. The payoff is the payout that a player receives from arriving at a particular outcome. The payout can be any quantifiable form from dollars to utility to freedom. And equilibrium is the point in a game where both players have made their decisions and an outcome is reached. Now I'm recording on a different snippet because I need this one definition to be really important. This definition is called the Nash equilibrium. It's an outcome that once achieved means no player can increase the payoff by changing decisions unilaterally. Basically, what it means is no regrets, in the sense that once a decision is made, the player will have no regrets concerning the decisions, considering the consequences. That is the Nash equilibrium. And over time, in most cases, it's reached. However, once the Nash equilibrium is reached, it will not be deviated from. Equilibrium suggests that a prisoner's dilemma, both players will make the move that is best for them individually, but worse for them collectively. That, ladies and gentlemen, is tit for tat. So now that we all understand what the game theory is, we now need to think about why this is the best strategy to create better decisions, right? I think that this is the best strategy because you're constantly scanning the market for potential alliances, right? And people who can forge those strong alliances will eventually become dominant in their market, and the rest are just consequently ostracized. That's really why I love the game theory. It approaches the game of life from a principle that is based off of evolution. And evolution equals the adaption, and therefore life is an omnipresent game of adaption. And humans thrive in cooperation because it's the main strategy that has helped us survive and thrive after years of adversity and struggle to compete against different forces in nature. The sad thing is, establishing our dominant strategy, we're overpowered other species, and in other occasions, nature itself. Even if people or companies rationally follow their own self-interest, the best outcome is hard to reach when they can or do not cooperate. So the next time that you're looking to use the game theory in one of your most challenging decisions and in your closest relationship, regardless of the decision that you have made and how this will impact your future, think about the game theory and ponder questions like, are the actors in the situation rational? Are we able to reach a Nash equilibrium? Do they act according to their self-interest? Do they understand the rules of the game? Is this their dominant strategy? Is it really that dominant? And create a checklist for yourself. When you notice that the most game theory parameters aren't met, you know that you have to change your approach. Either you need to also act irrationally, which is something I would suggest, or you need to step away and find better players or games. The choice is always yours. Life is oftentimes feels like a game, and usually the winners are the ones who know how to play. So here it is live from the Life is Nikki G Frequency podcast, man. Create your game. Be the rule setter. Understand your own rules. Make decisions for the greater good. And get out there and get a mindset to create better decisions today. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yay!